So we hear about these different vibhutis of Krishna, 7th chapter, 9th chapter, 10th chapter especially. But then Krishna concludes, he's saying, ekangsena stito jagat. Anyway, what's the use? Atava bahunaitena. What's the use of talking about all of these things? All of these vibhuti, they are manifest just from my amsa, eka amsa. Arjuna's very curious. What is this amsa of yours? What is this part of yours that manifests all of these wonderful things that you're saying? And these are just some. So he asks Krishna that. He says, well, if you say you have a form that manifests all these, can I see it? And that's what this chapter is. It's about the universal form. So Krishna says, well, all right, I can show you this universal form, but first you have to have eyes. And he gives you divine eyes, which are not really transcendental, but it's because this form is actually a spiritually manifest material form, and it's very, very extraordinary. You'll see in one of the verses, Arjuna can see every, because it's all around them, and it's everything. Everything that exists is being manifest at the same time. But it's such a thing that if you look at any one place, you see everything in one place. And ultimately it becomes a little mind-boggling. It becomes too much. Arjuna just gets sort of overwhelmed by the greatness and the splendor. And it's also very fearful, because he's also seeing time and he's seeing death. So finally Arjuna says, all right, I don't want to see it anymore. He says, show me your original form. And then Krishna shows him his forearm form. And then Krishna shows him his two-arm form. And again, Krishna then makes very clear, he says, what you're taking for granted, this two-arm form, which is the source of this universal form that you saw, this is very rare. He says, demigods don't see this. No one sees this form. And then again, Krishna concludes the 11th chapter, and we'll note how he talks about, only by devotion can you see me like this. You're my devotee. You can see me. Other people who aren't devotees, they can't. So this whole concept of developing, Krishna comes from different angles of vision, but he's always focusing our consciousness on one thing. As Shri Dharma Prabhu previously said, the very easy thing. Manamanamava madhabhakto. Just think about Krishna. So let's read about this universal form. Yes, Srila Prabhupada, one of Srila Prabhupada's classmates, when Prabhupada was actually in either high school or college, Prabhupada used to like going into the library and he would read this 11th chapter. It was one of his favorite chapters. He likes to hear about Krishna's extraordinary manifestation of this universal form. Hare Krishna.